Lynn Goldsmith is one of the preeminent photographers of rock and roll. Who she hasn't photographed is not worth even listening to. And she is with us today with a fabulous coffee table book. It's called Rock and Roll, and it's just loaded with the most beautiful pictures of rock stars from the 60s, 70s, 80s, even into the 90s that I have ever seen. Lynn, welcome. Why do you start with a black and white photograph of four sets of boots?
Well, if you look at the back of the book, where it not only identifies the artist, but gives quotes from the artist about the pictures, those are Beatle boots, and those are the feet of the Beatles February 13th, 1964, before they walked on the Ed Sullivan Show, with a little story about how that picture was taken. There's also quotes in the back of the book on a number of artists from people like President Clinton, Muhammad Ali. Sam Shepard writes an original poem about Patti Smith, directors like Marty Scorsese, Peter Bogdanovich. So, you know, I think that I opened with that picture in the book because it was, in fact, my first published image when I was 15.
Lynn, back in those days in the late 60s, there certainly were not a lot of women doing this, photographing rock stars or any genre. How did you get into this?
Also in the 70s. Well, I have always done a number of different things. Photography was just the one career which I continued to do. But I think that my being a musician and then not following through on that had something to do with maybe why I photographed so many musicians. But I, in college, was in a band called The Walking Wounded and in a number of other bands, and my best friends became professional and far more successful at it than I did, and that included Iggy Pop and Patti Smith, and, you know, so I think that it was just kind of like the group that I was with. It wasn't anything that was planned out. It's just a talent that I had, which seemed to, just like I didn't plan to have a picture published of the feet of the Beatles. It's more or less that life led me in that direction. But I was also the youngest woman. I was the first director of a rock and roll show on network television called ABC in Concert. So I think as a woman, that was far more difficult for me because that was a man's world, which was very formalized, as opposed to rock and roll, which was easy. I being a woman really was not a problem in that I was given the respect that I thought, you know, any talented person should have, whereas in network television, it was far more of a struggle to get 50-year-old men to accept you as the director of the show.
Then tell us some crazy road stories. I know you must have a few.
Well, there's always crazy road stories because the road is crazy. So it's like, which one do you want? Van Halen? you know, there's a lot of... probably one of my favorite stories is a surprise story where Bruce Springsteen was doing the Darkness on the Edge of Town tour, and he was on stage about to do the Prove It All Nights guitar solo, and I knew what position I needed to be in to get that shot. And when I moved there, one of the security guards from the hall said I couldn't be there and started pulling, and I showed him all my pass and no, I can be here. And he was like, no, you can't be here. And he started pulling me out, and I told him to take his hands off of me. And at that moment, right after that, Bruce jumped off the stage, and because this guy was kind of grabbing me, and tapped the guy on the shoulder, and then he said to me, I thought he was gonna yell at the guy for putting his hands on me, and then he said to me, apologize to him. I went, what? This is during a show. I went, what? He said, you shouldn't talk to anybody like that. So I was like, why don't you just get back up on stage and do your guitar solo?
You have a way with these guys, Lynn. I love this quote from Gene Simmons from Kiss. He said, Lynn is the boss. When she picks up her camera, my dragon boots buckle at the knees. She makes me do things I wouldn't do unless I was in jail.
Yeah, I think I was called the boss before you know who it was.
There you go.
Hey, Lynn,
how did you get into that area with these guys where they felt so comfortable around
that
you?
That they would be nude with you.
Yeah.
Is that your suggestion or their suggestion?
No, mine. You're talking about Grand Funk Railroad. Yeah, no, I think if you come up with an idea and you can validate it, and I'm very professional. I mean, it's kind of like, why would you take your clothes off in a doctor's office, you know? I'm kind of like the doctor, and I think when I'm involved with artists, particularly artists who are musical artists, if you have an idea and you discuss it with them, it's not about gender and male and female. It's about how can you work together to make that idea good. You know, I just think it's about being good at what you do and getting respect for it.
And you've written some tunes with Sting and Steve Winwood and Todd Rundgren, who is my personal hero.
Yes, under the name of Will Powers. Yes, I've written a number of things with Todd. And I have a site, willpowersinstitute.com, and you can always download for free, you know, my music, my videos. I give it all away. Mm. And the books, you can always get a discount on at rockandrollphotogallery.com.
Well,
so those are my two ways of getting things out there to people that I think might not have the coin to just walk into a store and get something, because there are people like that, and I know I was given lots of opportunities, and hopefully I'm able to give back in some way.
You obviously got to know the Beatles pretty well. Did you have a favorite of the Fab Four?
No, I didn't really get to know them because part of the reason I took the picture of the feet of the Beatles was because I was a Rolling Stones fan. Oh. And in those days, you chose one or the other. You didn't go for both. And I didn't want to have anything to do with the Beatles because it would have been a betrayal to my beloved Stones. So that's why I would only photograph their feet. John Lennon said, "Don't you wear faces?" And I was like, "Absolutely not." And just, you know, ran away from him. And that's really why the picture got published. It was because I was the only little girl in Miami Beach who wanted to have nothing to do with the Beatles. I liked their boots because I'd seen James Brown with boots like those.
See, that's how they get the boys to chase you, pretend you're not interested.
Three Days of Rock and Roll History. It's called Rock and Roll. It is a beautiful coffee table book with lots and lots of rock and roll inside. And we've been talking with the photographer, and she seems to do it all, Lynn Goldsmith. Thanks so much for being with us, Lynn.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.